The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, every Friday at this time, Pat cooks up something for him and Kathy and the girls at the weekend. And I'm delighted to welcome Louise Lennox, who is a top chef. You'll know her. She does the desserts in the restaurant program. But she is now a fussy eating expert. In other words, kids that are picky eaters. And she's come up with ruby crusted chicken strips, which you may say, you know, your chicken goujons, I find kids do eat them, but if they're a picky eater, we're going to entice them in. So basically, this is the breadcrumbs have some beetroot in them, is that it?
Yeah, Ivan, they say your mess becomes your message. And my son, when he was 20 months, literally stopped eating overnight. And I thought as a chef, I would have parenthood nailed. My child would be eating all the delicacies of the world. And I never thought that this problem would ever become my problem. And I developed this recipe, that's essentially made of beetroot chicken strips, because I'm trying to bring him and so many other children onto learning about new foods. And this is one of the ways. So yes, children do love, not all children, my son didn't eat chicken strips when he was really bad with his eating, but you know, they would crave that crunchier style food. So by putting beetroot in it, you're not hiding the food, but you're changing it up a bit.
So let's start with the ingredients.
Yeah. So super simple chicken fillets. You can get them pre-made or pre-cut in shops. And then my one key ingredient is panko breadcrumbs, because they're crunchier than regular breadcrumbs and they don't go soggy, and children normally crave to that crunchier crunch, and they're brilliant for air fryers. And then I put in beetroot. It has to be cooked beetroot, not in the vinegar, because that would flavour too much and it'd be kind of not very appetising. And then it's just like putting it in a bit of egg wash, an egg, a little bit of flour. You can put in some seasoning, and that is essentially the recipe good to go. It's super simple to make. And the reason I have it really fast to make is I'm a working parent. So like, I am always stressed when it comes to trying to feed kids most of the time. And you can freeze in advance, but you can get your kids cooking with you. And a really important way of getting kids into food, there's many different steps, but getting them to cook, because you're actually around the food, is really important. And then I blend up the beetroot in one of those smoothie makers, and that actually takes on the colour. And it gives a different flavour profile. It changes up a little bit. And so I have these for taco night. But they're made from start to finish, from the prep. You can make them in less than 5 minutes. So they're fast. And then in the air fryer for around 10 to 12 minutes. And then they're good to go. So it's an easy, low-intensive recipe.
Okay, so we have 450 grams of chicken mini strips. You add the flour, 3 tablespoons, the salt, the onion granules.
Yeah, just for a little bit of flavour. And sometimes I put in garlic granules. Sometimes I'll put in smoked paprika. I always try and change something about the recipe. So it's called a slight noticeable difference when you do have kids that are picky or fussy eaters. And you try and do something that's a little bit out of their comfort zone. So they'll notice it a tiny bit, but not enough that they'll go, I'm not going to eat that food.
Okay, so you put the chicken strips into the
flour, then beaten up egg, and then you toss them in the beetroot breadcrumbs, and then you put them in a little bit of oil. You can spritz them with, and then straight into the air fryer or into your oven if you prefer.
And when do you add the egg, did you say?
You put them in the flour and then the egg.
Okay. And so you blitz it, you blend it?
Yeah, you blend the breadcrumbs together. If you don't have a blender, you could even like grate the breadcrumbs and toss them in and then like take out the big bits, because the colour will go into it and so will the flavour.
And the air fryer is taken over from the deep fat fryer, is it?
I only bought an air fryer, Ivan, because my husband cannot cook and burns everything. I could never leave confidently knowing that my kids are going to be fed not burnt food. So I resisted an air fryer for years. I'm not in love with it. I am embracing it more. So,
but it's idiot proof, is it?
It is. Even he can't burn stuff in it.
I find that with the microwave. It's fantastic.
But see, you won't go crispy. That's the only problem.
Right.
So this will crisp it up.
All right. So how long would you put it in the air fryer for?
Between 10 to 12 minutes, depending how thick the fillets are, the chicken fillets. But you can make this with prawns or halloumi cheese or even tofu. So it's really versatile kind of breadcrumbing. So,
and what would you serve it with? Chips or what?
We serve summertime Caesar salads, one of my favourite. At the moment, we do tacos. I kind of do whatever's in the fridge, salad and rice, guacamole, cheese. And it's like a very
But where
fast,
would you get your carbs?
Off your rice.
Okay.
Or if you're like a carb man, you can do some, if you want to do some spicy wedges, that's totally fine. The colour of this is amazing. It's so pink. I did make a video and put up on my Instagram this morning. So it's at Louise Lennox. If anyone wants to actually see what these look like, and I've lots of tips there about picky eating too.
I was just going to ask you about tips to make the chicken more succulent.
So you can put it in some buttermilk. If you have time, it breaks down the proteins and softens the muscle fibres in the chicken. And for kids that are picky eating, when meat's really dry, it's actually harder for children to chew. So a lot of kids commonly go off meat actually when they stop eating a lot of food. So this, when it's easier to chew, it takes less oral motor work and it takes actually less concentration for kids. So it's easier for them to eat and swallow.
And finally then, on picky eaters, like, you know, I would be old school. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Would
you, what's old school with you, Ivan?
No, old school. Would you goddamn eat it or yeah. you'd die
of the
hunger?
They were the wooden spoon those yeah, no, days. Well, there was
no,
fear.
Well, no, you die of the hunger. I mean, like you know, I find with the modern parenting generation, because I have four grandchildren and more on the way, that everything is negotiation. There was no negotiation in my day. You just told the kids what to do.
There was fear and pressure back in the day. But actually, a third of children globally, not just in Western world, are actually picky eaters. It's a massive problem.
So you're going to have a website in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What's it called?
FussyEatingKids.com. It'll be live in 2 weeks' time.
Louise Lennox, thank you indeed for those chicken strips, which sound fantastic, with the pink colour for all those beetroot flavours that are added to it.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.